Good morning.
Good morning.
We welcome you to worship at College Park. So excited to be a part of worship today. We'd like to find out who is here. And the way we do that is very simple. There are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you could take this pew pad, write your name down, give us contact information if you choose, and send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out. Once it reaches that last person, if you could send it back to where it got started. We do ask that first person, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Several things listed in your bulletin are upcoming events, and draw your attention to a few of those. Deacon election process is the nominations are open now through next Sunday. Also, Fall Family Festival is 3 weeks away. We are needing Sunday school classes, families, couples, friends, strangers to create trunks and decorate them and for a place for kids to come and to trick or treat. We'll be having inflatables outside and the cars. We want to stretch all the way down this side, so we need lots of people who can help us out with that. If you're not able to help with a vehicle, we're certainly taking candy donations or money to go to buy candy. So please let me know if you're able to help. We'll still have chili and soup that day like normal, and just going to be a fun time to invite friends and neighbors to. Reminder, no children's time today. Just let you know of that. We're having our pounding today from 2 until 4. Family has recently moved into our home, and we want to welcome them to our church and to our family, and that will be in the gym lobby from 2 until 4. As it has become our custom recently, as we, on the days that we celebrate communion, which is today, there will be an opportunity at each of the doors, the exits as you leave, to give to our benevolence fund. We have many needs in our community, and out of the gratefulness of our hearts for what God has done, we're going to give to this fund. So those who are able to give, we invite you to do so as you leave either of these doors this morning. Okay, any others? All right, I think that's it. We want to say a special welcome to our guest this morning. If you're a guest, we invite you just right where you are just to raise your hand, and the ushers are going to recognize you, and they're going to give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church, also a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation, and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship this day. It's a good day, every day, when we get to worship as the body of Christ. But it is a special day when we celebrate the baptism. The time when a believer has said, I want to walk like Jesus in every way possible. That's what we celebrate today. I remember my baptism and everything about it. And it was several years ago. But I remember the power of that moment. Today, as you consider, as we celebrate baptism, how has God blessed you? How has God changed you? We should be thankful this day. Will you pray with me? Our Father, you are a God of mercy and grace and forgiveness and salvation. Thank you for the new life that you have given to me and for all those who call on the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to worship as we celebrate who you are and all that you have done. May we focus our attention completely on you. We invite you to enter this place. Be with us. Hear us as we glorify your name. And speak to us as only you can. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray.
I kind of wish that these walls were plexiglass so that you all could see what goes on behind here. There is a great deal of joy, a great deal of laughter, a few tears, because this is a day of celebration and incredible joy. Because we have two who have come today saying they are going to be obedient to follow the example of Christ in baptism. And that is truly a time for joy. Amen?
Amen.
The first one is Jake Groover. Jake, if you'd join me in the water, please. While Jake is coming, I want to ask those of you who are family members, guests of the family, those who have been involved in Jake's journey thus far through all the different activities, through worship, through discipleship, through Sunday school, through RAs, through choirs. Well, anybody that's had a part of his spiritual journey to this point, I want to invite you to stand with me. And then his father is going to come to the microphone and issue a charge to Jake.
Hey, buddy. It's a pretty big day for you today. How's the view from up there?
Pretty good.
I want you to look around, look at everybody in this church, and understand that all of us are so proud of the decision that you have made by proclaiming your faith today. By being baptized, you're showing your obedience in God and that you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. There's nothing more powerful in a person's life. I can promise you that the God that you are publicly committing your life to will never leave you and will never be intimidated by whatever is going on around you. John 16:33 says, "Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." For you, it has been a lifetime. For your mother and I, it has happened in the blink of an eye. You have grown up to be a great young man with a thankful, honest servant's heart. What makes a parent proud is to watch a child grow and to be happy to help others, give their talents freely, and be willing to extend a gracious, helping hand when you see the need. This all describes you. As you continue your walk of faith, there are a few things for you to keep in mind. You know what's right and you know what's wrong. Right? We talk about it a lot. In all things, stay with God. Use what God has given you to make your mark on this world, a mark that looks a lot like the light of Christ. Continue to be the caring, compassionate person that you are. It is easy to get caught up in the confusion and anger that is all around us, but as Christians, we have a belief that there is a higher power who has died for our sins, mine, yours, and everyone's. Be proud of who you are. Be constant and continuous in what you believe, and be proud to know that you are saved. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Know that this family, the man who stands beside you right now, the people who are on the stage below you, and the people that are standing behind me and sitting behind me right now, they're the best support system you can ask for. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to talk to or lean on anyone here. They are your brothers and sisters in Christ. Know that your mother and I, your grandparents, your sister, even your sister, are always here to help if and when you need us. Most importantly, don't ever forget to pray. Our Father in heaven is always listening and is always there. We love you, son. Don't ever forget that. We are proud of you. This is the beginning of a whole new day for you, and we're excited to see what's next.
Jake, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure, it's an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your mom's here, and she's going to hand you a candle. And we want you to take that with you today as a constant reminder that as believers, we are to let our light shine. Krista, if you would join me in the pool. Okay to laugh. It's okay. This is Krista Morgan, and I want to invite her family and those who have been a part of her journey, her pilgrimage here at College Park, in whatever capacity. I want to invite you to stand with us now as Marissa, your sister. We don't have in-laws. We just have sisters and brothers.
We're twins.
You're twin.
We're
twin.
On the same day.
Your twin comes to issue a charge to you.
Krista, you are like a sister to me. It's hard to remember a time in my life when you weren't around because you have been so faithful to Nate and to our family for so many years. And it's been a particular blessing to watch your faith grow and develop over the last few years, starting in Garner and coming here. And we've had great conversations. And today is a mountaintop experience. Today is a day where you covenant from now on to shine with the love of Christ and to live for Christ. And to do all that you can do to live out his mission and his call for your life. And you're going to fail. Because we all do. Because if it was good, if we were able to be good enough on our own to live the way Christ calls us to, there would have been no need for Christ to come and die. And that's what this symbol is today. It's recognition that we aren't good enough on our own and that we need Christ to live through us and shine through us. And so I just want to give this grace as a gift to you today and realize there's nothing you can do to make God love you anymore, and there's nothing you can do to make him love you any less. And I want to read Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. There's so much good ahead of you. There's so much life we have still to live together, and I'm excited to see what God will do through you from this moment on.
I won't let go.
Krista, because you publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior and sought to follow his example through public baptism, it's a pleasure and honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your husband, Nate, is here. And he is going to hand you a candle with the same reminder I gave Jake to let your light shine before men. Thank you. Would you pray with me? Gracious Father, we come to you and our hearts are full because we see people that are willing to step out and take a bold step to let others know how much they love you, how much they care about the decisions they make to follow you. Father, we pray that you would undergird them with your Spirit, letting them know that they're not alone. They're not alone in their journey because you walk with them. They're not alone in their journey because we walk with them. We pray that as the church, as the body of Christ, we would be faithful to lift up and encourage one another. For it's in your Son's precious name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Will you pray with me, please? Father God, there are things that I just do not know. Things that happen in my life, things that happen in my friends' lives that I cannot understand, nor can I comprehend. Father God, I want to be thankful, to appreciate everything that comes across my path. But sometimes life hurts. I do not understand. Yet, Lord, you ask me to be thankful for everything, to have faith, to be obedient. Lord, help me to be obedient when the rain and the storm comes on the just and the unjust. To be thankful that you care so much about me that you want me to be a reflection of your Son to others. Father God, I thank you for grace, for mercy, and for forgiveness, for providing my needs. I thank you for prayer, that I can come before you this day and call you Father. Father God, I thank you for being the beginning and the end of my faith. Thank you, Lord, for the people of this church. And I pray that our commitment and support to the ministries of this place will reflect our faith in you and our love for you on this day, tomorrow, and each day that follows. Father, help me to be thankful, faithful, and obedient with my tithes and offerings. For it is in Christ's name that I pray. Amen.
me read to you a passage of Scripture. There are several accounts of the Last Supper, as we commonly refer to it, through the Gospels, through the Synoptics, and I want to read Luke's account of it. In verse 7 of chapter 22, it says, "Then the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed, Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover.' 'Where do you want us to prepare for it?' they asked. And he replied, 'As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, "The teacher asks, "Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" And he will show you a large upper room, all furnished. Make preparations there." And they left, and they found things just as Jesus had told them." I could preach a whole sermon on that verse. "Just as Jesus had told them." Imagine that. "So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, 'I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.'" It is with that promise that we approach the table with confidence. Luke continues his account in verse 19. It says, "And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Would you pray with me? Gracious Father, thank you. Thank you that you provided a path, a way to yourself through your Son. Father, thank you that you saw our hearts, that you saw our sin and knew we could not do this on our own. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his faithfulness. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Take and eat. I believe the words of our Savior are very important. And so when he says in verse 20 of Luke chapter 22, it says, "In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.'" The wording is important. When he says, "It is the new covenant in my blood," for me, what that says is he is offering a new agreement. It's a new agreement between two parties, myself and God personally. And it's provided, this new covenant, this new agreement is provided through the blood of Jesus Christ. That is incredible. That the Creator of the world wants a covenant with me through his Son, Jesus Christ. And of course, that covenant is for those who believe. Eternal life. Eternal life in the presence of the Father. And that's not just when we get to heaven. That's daily. Daily walking through the power of the Holy Spirit as given to us as a result of this new covenant in the blood of Christ. So when you take and drink, embrace and give thanks for that new covenant. Scripture goes on to say that when they finished with the supper, they sang a hymn before they went out. And we're going to do that. We're going to sing a hymn, but it has special meaning for us because it gives us an opportunity for those that have never received that new covenant. It gives you an opportunity to say, "Yes, I want to be part of the kingdom of God. I want to be a child of the King." And so when we stand and sing, I'm going to be standing right here. And I invite you to come talk with me if you've never received Christ for the first time. If you are a believer, but maybe you just kind of need to get back to your first love, get back to that relationship with Christ as critical and as primary as it should be in our life, This will be a time for you to recommit yourself to your first love. If you're here and you say, well, I'd like to be a member of this church, there are many ways we receive members. I'll be glad to talk with you about that. Whatever your decision is, I invite you to make that as we stand and sing now. Would you remain standing with me and take out your order of service? There is inside the back cover, there is a title says Covenant with New Believers. I believe that every person comes before God personally. We do not exist. We do not live on the faith of our parents. However, we are taught our faith from our parents and from this body of believers. So we come to know Christ in a personal relationship, and yet we live in community. And I believe that's very important. That's why we come together today, one of the reasons why we come together. And so I want to invite you to join with me in this covenant with new believers. It is also an affirmation of your own faith. So I invite you, read obviously the part that's entitled Congregation. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God. Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers for each other and these new believers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost?
I will, with God's help.
will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? These things we covenant together before God. Amen. Amen. I want to invite Krista and Jake, if you would join me here, and Jeff is going to join us as well. I want to present to them, come on up, buddy. I want to present to them, here's your Bible that we had. There's a little note in there telling you about the fact that you received this today. And with this comes a challenge to read it. Don't leave it on the shelf, collecting dust. Read it. And here's also your certificate of baptism, and we'll let Mom and Dad hang on to those while you greet everybody following. Before I go to Krista, let me say, at the end of this service, after the benediction and the response, they'll be here with their families and invite you all to come by and speak to them. Krista, I sent a couple of pictures to your husband about what type of Bible to get you, and we agreed. I didn't even have to. I really didn't have to, but I sent him the pictures, and there's a Bible entitled The Busy Mom's Bible, and we felt like it provides daily inspiration, even if you only have 1 minute, and that may be all you have, honey, but we wanted to give you this Bible as well as your certificate of baptism.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you for this day. A chance to come together to worship you, to celebrate decisions that have been made. Father, to celebrate heritage, to celebrate community. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.